you see, the problem is further. The problem is not even just sleeping. The problem is beyond. The salvation is where it started. So we are to go back. Back to where the problem is. Not dealing with the leaves. Come back to the roots.
Say, my sister, when you got saved, your soul got saved. But your body is still yours. That man is still your husband. I minister to her. Let me cut the long story short because I see some of you are not excited. So, continue to encourage him. Encourage her that this man is still your husband. So, please, do not send him away. Because next time you are going to come to me and tell me, now some woman has taken my, while it is you who has. Yeah, because where do you expect him to eat? So I told the sister, okay, now do this. Do this. We will pray, and we want you to be a good sister, good wife. When you go back to the office, give him a call. Just to greet him. You will discover something. He will come home early. So, just greet him. I just felt like checking how you arrived on duty and that kind of thing. Cut the long story short, the sister obeyed. You know, I like a position. When pastor speaks, things happen. No, pastors are like doctors. When the doctors told you whether you like that medicine or not, you must swallow it. So, the sister went and did exactly that. She called the husband and just greeted him and what? Sure, as I said, the man came home early. I mean, to cut the long story short, things improved and the man got saved. So, you see, I would have rebuked the spirit of lateness, but left the problem still there. That's why we need to go back to really getting what the problem is. Praise the Lord. So, we are dealing with that so that we are able to minister to people of God with understanding, not just juju. Amen? Now, I want to list for you some of the... let me list... What should I start with? I'm trying to see what to leave out. I want to list to you some of the common problems that you are likely to get to. Some of the common problem types of problems. Each problem will be different, but types. There will be problems to do with their physical problems. Somebody is physically sick, physically unwell, physically tired, physically, you know, disconnected as it were. Those problems will come in. There will be also emotional cases. What you're calling emotional cases, people are emotionally disturbed, mentally disturbed, or sometimes goes to the level of demon possessed, oppressed, and so on. We'll have cases like those ones. Number three, we might have cases where somebody is involved in actual sin. It's not just imagined, but it's actual sin. Comes to you and tells you a story like the one a young man told me. I was in a camp, one of those camps young people used to have at Kagumo. Anybody who attended a Kagumo camp? Oh, you are there. I didn't see you. Kagumo. In Kagumo, I think it is one of the... Kagumo or Embu, one of the two. Those very early ones. A brother from some branch came to me. And he was sharing with me a very personal problem. And it was really personal because I had never heard of that kind. Told me, Pastor, I have a problem. And my problem is, when I see an animal, I just feel like... getting into it. So he had gotten into goats. I mean, things happen which you don't want to imagine. This is a brother in the Lord. Has a problem. Now, of course, it's not a problem. Brethren, imagine. This brother you see here. It was personal. And I'm sharing it after many years, after about 7-10 years. So I don't even know how the brother looks like now, because it was a case we were dealing with in the evening, and I prayed and I sought to forget about him. I mean, wash him from my head. But those are kinds of cases you can have, where people are involved in actual sin. Find a sister is married, but going about with somebody's wife, her husband. Or a young brother, you know, moving around here up and down. Some involved in things like masturbation and so on. Those cases will come. And you don't need to be shaken or to show you are surprised. As a counselor and as a leader, please don't show like you do that. Are you saved? No, you look at it like it's normal. Like you have heard others. Because some will come and say, what I'm going to share with you, I'm sure you have never heard. Tell him, I am sure I've heard even worse than what you're going to tell me. You know, when you say that, it gives them confidence. So that they are able to share openly. They're sharing because they have confidence in you. Another problem that you will have from time to time, it deals with, this is very common, in relationships. That is relationships between husbands and wives, between perhaps wives and house helpers, or the cases to do with the boy-girlfriend relationships. That is a very common story. You might even meet one tomorrow. Oh, this brother here, you know, he came to me and I thought he was very interested in me, and then he just... This sister here, all kinds of stories go around that one. And we must be able to help them. The next one is financial problems, where sometimes people have a problem on how to handle their finances, how to manage their finances. They feel their finances cannot stretch. Sometimes it might be a demon of poverty following them up. Sometimes it might just be carelessness. Sometimes it might be ignorance. Sometimes it might be just, all kinds of combination. But they will come to us. Na wakija, lazima tuwapokee na tusikie hizo shida zao vile zilivyo. Bwana sifiwe. Another group of cases that you might have is cases to do with the bad past experiences. Bad past experiences. When you see people in the church like this, they all look nice. Wanaonekana wameokoka, wametakaswa. But if you are to follow people's lives, you might even be shocked. Told you of a case of a friend of mine, a pastor who was works with the prison. He was in jail 13 times, and here he is being introduced in a meeting. Here we have a brother that was involved in a lot of crimes in this city. He was involved in murders and all kinds of crimes, and this evening we are with him here to come and share testimony with us. He's seated in the crowd. So when he stood, brother, can you come? When he stood, the sister or the brother who was next went, "You mean I was sitting with a murderer?" Because people have a problem to forgive. They really don't know that Jesus has actually forgiven. So there are pasts that if they were to be shared, it'll be bad news. But those paths, we must be able to be ready to receive them. Mambo ambayo litokea kama watu bado hawajaokoka. Watu bado wamepotea. Some were raped. Some were molested. Some had parents who were bad news, caned them. Some of them were mishandled by teachers. Some of them were even mishandled by pastors. So all those things are at the back. And sometimes they have a struggle how to relate to the new relationships because of that past. If you're mishandled by a pastor, even if I smile at you and feel like I'm innocent, you can never be sure. Never be sure. Better handle them at a safe distance. Until the thing is worked in you properly and you feel confident again. Because all those things have hit what we are calling our personal worth. Remember what we were. That was hit. And so we feel insecure. And there is a lot of insignificance which was taken away from us. So that's another area. Another area that will come to us is rebellion against God's word. Somebody knows exactly what God's word is saying. But he's saying, but. You will deal with cases where somebody say, although the word of God says that, but pastor, just imagine. Now they want you to imagine. In other words, they are simply rebellious to God's word. And we must be able to take them back to God's word. Because that's where the change will come in. So there are cases like those that will come in. People that are not ignorant, they know the word of the Lord. Another group that you might come across is in the area of vocational guidance. Vocational guidance. People who want to be directed, what kind of work they can do. Watu wanataka mwongozo wa kujua kazi gani ya aina gani watafanya. Hasa vijana ambao bado hawajajua wao na mwelekeo gani. Do you know that people just finish school and they feel like, okay, I've now finished, so where do I go? Anywhere. They need somebody to give them some guidance. And so that will come up. But sometimes even just career talk itself. And the list could go on, but let me just finish with this one. The group, the Christian growth difficulties. Some will come with a problem of growing as Christians. Christian growth difficulties. I have a problem. My problem is I can't concentrate when I'm praying. When I try to read the Bible, I fall asleep. When I try to join a department or a ministry, I just get discouraged. You know, those are all problems now. Who or people who are sick. So we must know how to work them out of the things that we are sharing. So those are some groups of common problems, so that when you meet them, you will be able to understand. Now, there are four statements here where we'll need to draw our motivation from. We have to have some motivation. And the motivation we have is that we must know, first of all, that God has met all our physical needs. Now, one of the needs that we have is physical. But we must know that God has met all our physical needs. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these needs shall be added. So you are counseling with somebody, and you are able to tell them, you know what? As you seek the kingdom of God, these things shall be added. So that you're taking them back to the word of God and seeing how God is a supplier and able to give them the significance they're looking for. Because their needs are being met. Their security is there. Number two, we must show them that God has met our needs. Who has met our needs knows what we need for tomorrow. He knows our needs for tomorrow, and is willing to meet those needs also, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. And Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34. Matthew 6, 34. So, out of that, we are building a biblical statement to make them know that all is taken care of. Because unless we take them back to the word, they will not get that security that they're looking for. They will not get that significance they're looking for. So we have to show them that scripture that God does not only meet our needs, has not only met our needs, but we will meet even the needs of tomorrow. It's taken care of. The third statement is that God has met our needs for security. Now, he has met our need of security. How does he meet our need of security? This one here, acceptance, is what we are reading in Romans chapter 8, and that one we can read, verse number 35 and 39. Romans. Romans, where are you, Romans? Come out. Romans chapter 8, verse number 35. The Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or perils, or sword? Verse 39 says, no height, or depth, or any creature shall be able to separate from us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Paul is writing here, what shall separate us? And he's saying, nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. And so we are saying here that our security is not in a man. Our security is not in a house. Our security is not even in weapons. Our security is in God. He's saying here, who shall separate us from the love of God? And so we are telling these brethren that come to us, God has called you with such a great love that unless you decide to walk out, nobody can separate you. Praise the Lord. And the last statement we have there is, God has met our need for significance. He has met our need for significance by giving us a purpose for living. He has given us a need for significance. Ephesians chapter 2. And verse 10. Chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has ordained that we should walk in them. That God has given us, has met our need of significance by creating in us to be his workmanship. So you are not significant because of the job you are doing, but because of the job God has given you, the work that God has given to you. So he has given you a job to do, to be his workmanship. Yani wewe sasa ndio chombo chake. Na kwa sababu wewe ni chombo cha mwenye enzi, you are a workmanship of the Creator. You become very significant. Very, very significant. So you are able to walk upright. You are able to perform upright. You are able to have joy inside of you, knowing that my needs are not only met, but I'm also significant. Because I am the son of the King, and I am a minister of his kingdom. And so you are able to operate. People can say what they want to say. And you know people will say. And so when that brother comes to you and he has that problem, he say, me, I don't know what is wrong with me. Me, I'm just like this here. See, even people at my home are just like this. Me, I don't know whether I'll do anything. I say, you are different. We're going to pray a prayer and disconnect you completely from your people. Because if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And the old things are passed away and everything has become new. And so you are new. So you give him a sense of significance. Then you give him a sense of security. Then the person has a sense of worth. Now when we came from the city and we were somewhere from the city and somewhere from Kibera. Even the way you looked. People will see Chonjo. So they were watu wa huko na watu wa huko. Lakini squeezy, sote tunajua kwamba sisi ni watu wa hapa. Na ni watu wa huko. Hallelujah. So it has given you significance. No wonder that you are able to do things. Pray and see things happening and so on. Now let me give you the final portion of this teaching. And that is how we can handle the counseling case now in a simplified form. We can't go into a lot of details because of our time, but what we are saying here is some practical hints that we need to have when we are dealing with a case. The first thing that you need to do is to listen to the person. Mtu akija, msikize. We are saying yesterday, listen to understand. And that's why you will need a place where you are not interfered with. Especially if somebody says, I really want to talk to you. I really want to talk to you. Give him 2 years so that he is able to really talk. You know, sometimes you sit in the office or you walk in an office and the boss tells you he's writing and he's going on without, yes. What is that you wanted? That's not good enough. If it's a counseling thing, put everything aside and listen so that you are able to get exactly what the person is saying. Number two, ask some intelligent questions as you are listening so that you are able to hear more than what was being released. Do you know when people come, they only give you what they want you to hear? They can give you a quarter. They give you a quarter. And if you are quick, you can decide on the quarter. And the quarter could be quite wrong. Some years ago, about how many years were there? 15 years ago. About 20, come to think of it, about 20 years ago. Here comes a sister, you know, pastor, I was not a pastor at that time, you know what happened? Now this brother who we are friends with, he forced me, he fell into sin, now I'm expecting. How? I mean, inside, quickly, I can never do such a thing. This brother, I will look for him. Later on, I get the brother. The brother says, no, this sister, we are having a relationship. The sister decides to go with another man. So now I'm confused. Is it the brother? Is it another man? The story has it. The other man partook, but then the brother also partook. There are things which happen which can make you sick. Sick. Things are bad because now when the sister discovered she had fallen into sin with that man, she came now to cover herself with this brother so that it may look like it's the brother's matter. So, of course. Burden sharing, perhaps. So cases like those are there. So never just cut somebody short. Listen to the whole story and ask some questions. Ask some questions so that you are getting the full story from where it started, where it went, who was involved, who else, how did it go, and then how did you come to where you are now? That will help you to be able to now know the next stage. You have to come onto the area of identifying what the real problem is. Because by so asking, then you are able to understand there is a problem here, and the problem looks like it's this. In the process, sort out the kind of problem. Is it a mental problem? Is it a spiritual problem? Is it a problem which needs deliverance? Is it a problem which needs just some further counseling so that you are able to give the right medicine? Kwa hivyo hatutaki tu shida imekuja tu, hiyo ndio shida. In Jesus' name, kwenda. Mwingine anakuja, in Jesus' name, kwenda. Na wewe pia, in Jesus' name, kwenda. Wote wamekwisha. Mambo kwisha. Utafikiri imekwisha, kumbe haijaisha. Iko yote, full measure pressed down and running over. Still present. So we need to put our ears down in order to be able to identify what kind of problem is this, so that we are able to deal with it. In that problem, in that situation of sorting it out, you will see whether it is your level. You might get a problem which is beyond your level. Wisdom is, even doctors send us to some consultants. The doctor is known as Dr. So-and-so, but he sends you to another one. Now, if sinners have that confidence, what about you? Say, this case of yours is good. You have talked to me. But would you mind if I refer you to Elder so-and-so? Would you mind if I refer you to Pastor so-and-so? I say, I don't mind. Then you can introduce him to the pastor or to the elder. As soon as you do that, you face out. Let them now handle it the way they can handle it at that level. Otherwise, if they're not comfortable with that one, ask whether they would be comfortable with another one. So that we are giving them somebody that they can freely communicate with. You cannot just say, go and see brother so-and-so. And he does not want to see that one. He might even walk like he's going there and disappear and go home. Easily. Because I don't want to talk to that one. Yes, they are preserved that way. So, and then also, try to identify the motive of this person coming to you. Sometimes the motive might be very interesting. Why did they come to you? What was at the back of their minds? Did they just want some support? Some of them will just come to you for some support. That even sister so-and-so agreed with me. Even brother so-and-so, I talked to him and he agreed. And if the people are just looking for sympathy, we better put them aside. Don't waste time on people who are looking for sympathy. And if somebody is looking for genuine help, then we are able to help them. But we need to check on the motive so that we are able to help them. Now, if there are people that are looking for genuine help, then we are able to help them to see biblically where they are and where they should be. Biblically. Because they will come, many times when people come for counseling, it is him. It is her. If she only behaved well, if he only behaved well, you know where we got it from? Right from Adam. That's where we got it from, and we are picking it very well. But, many times when you follow it, you will find each person has a share of a blame in that given situation. So that's why we need to understand so that we are able now to help them. Okay, this is where you are. Before this happened, you see where you are. Do you know when you did this, this and this? What about this here? Suppose you responded like this biblically. You see what the Bible says is this. What you are doing is bringing him to a biblical understanding so that you are changing the computer. From what they think is right, because I am always right. Each one of us is right. Am I right? Each one of us is right. Until somebody shows you otherwise. So then we are showing them what the Word of God says. We are bringing them back to the Word of God and showing them, don't you see what the Word of God says? Don't you see here what the Word of God says? Would you agree that you are not right there? Would you agree? So that you are not counseling the person who is not there. Many people would like us to counsel people who are not present. A wife comes and he wants you to counsel his husband. Forget about the patient not there. Deal with the very present patient. Bwana sifiwe. Yeah, that man is that. That man is that. Let's forget about the man. You tell me your story. So that you are able to heal the one present. Then now you are on the way of helping the home. And if they happen to come too, then listen from one alone. Then listen from the other alone. Then see where they are agreeing or where they are disagreeing. Then you can now bring them together and then it becomes easy to help them. Praise the Lord. So we are dealing with lives and that's why we cannot just handle them carelessly. In the operation, sometimes when I'm dealing with those cases there, it doesn't matter which telephone comes. Because sometimes it's in the middle of the operation. Unakata vizuri, sasa ndio karibu utoe ule ugonjwa wenyewe. Halafu simu inalia. Itaribu mawazo yako. Bwana sifiwe. So, we have to deal with that. So, we bring in the biblical interpretation of the situation. So that they may be able to grow in that area. You remember, we're talking about them coming to maturity in that area. Then, out of that, you are able now to see what kind of prayer to pray. After you have agreed how you are now moving, he has agreed what kind of biblical position he needs correction in. Then you are able to pray with him. And now you are able to pray for the ones who are not there, but more so for the person present. If they need to forgive people, they need to forgive people. You will have to give them now the homework, what they need to do. Then tell them, come back.
and tell me what happened.
So you are able to be in total control of the situation because it's a patient who has come to you. And you want a complete healing around the patient. Bwana sifiwe. Some cases might be easy cases where it's just tablet, number two tablet, swallow 3 times a day for 7 days, finish. Lakini zingine zinahitaji kawound kako kanahitaji kaoshwe. Kaoshwe vizuri, kawekwe bandage, enda urudi tena tuangalie kama kamepona. Lakini ingine ni operation kabisa ambao unasikia, unasema tukutane tena. Siku ya operation, tukutane tena. Go and fast, 3 days, I will also fast, then we shall have some good time of prayer. Hiyo ni operation sasa. Bwana sifiwe. Is this of any help? Yeah, so I thought of just throwing bits of this. Counseling courses can take as long as 6 months if you want. Can take as long as 1 year. I think when I was teaching this, sometimes we took about 6 months or so. So trying to squeeze it in 1 hour is just trying to give you some juju. But I hope it's of some help because of your level. We just thought you should know that, but know very well that there are others who can help you. There are always other people can help you. So don't die with a problem and feel like people will feel like I am not able, I'm not an able leader. No, you are still a leader. Leader say amen. Amen. Leader say amen. Amen. So I believe that we've been able to share some things which can help you a little bit more in your exercise as leaders. We cannot dig in all situations and circumstances, but I believe that we have touched on some major areas that can help you. So, we'd like to pray together, and or you have some question or issue. Get the story one at a time. First, get the husband alone. Let him paint the wife as black as possible. And then get the wife, and she will come with darker color than that. Paint the husband properly. And you, since you are now hearing both, you are able to know how the story is. Now, when you bring them together, if they are willing to come together, because some of them might not even be willing, then you are able now to see how to minister into each. And brother, you are saying this, sister, you are saying this, and this, and this, and this, and this. But inside of you, you got the whole of the man and the whole of the woman. Because if the woman starts talking, accusing the husband when he's seated there, the man can lose temper and can say, shut up! Then now, you have a problem how to handle this case now. You can have a problem. Okay, any other comment, please, before we finish? General comment? Yeah, all right. So, we will prepare to take an offering. But let's just rise up and worship the Lord a little bit and give him the glory. We give him all the glory. We give him all the glory. We give him all the glory. Christ the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship your name, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, Lord.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. You can contact us at Crisco Central Church, P.O. Box 32818, or telephone 56 9828, Nairobi, Kenya. May God bless you.